Maine's best guest list, live from Seasons Restaurant on Main Street in Bangor, on The Pulse, AM 620 WZON, WZONThePulse.com, and the WZON app. This is Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Yes, it is. Welcome in. Hour number three, the 5 o'clock hour on a Tuesday, brought to you by West Market Square Artisan Coffee House, 24 Broad Street in downtown Bangor. Place to go for your best coffee experience and atmosphere. And Downtown, presented by Gagan's Pub and Craft Brewery, Main Street in downtown Bangor, Bangor's Pub for more than 40 years. Open for lunch, dinner, and drinks every day starting at 11 a.m. Let's kick off this hour by talking some University of Maine Black Bear football. The Bears have one scrimmage behind them, number two coming up on Sunday, and just 16 days away from their very first game of the season against the UConn Huskies. With more on that, we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by the Black Bears offensive coordinator, Liam Cohen. Coach Cohen, how's it going?
Good, Rich. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Now, I got to ask you, I saw a picture today from the guys working out and doing some yoga. I did not see you in that picture. Were you doing your downward facing dog?
I was in there. I was being a little bit more of a spectator than I was a participant. I've always struggled with flexibility. So I don't know if you could ever tell from when I played, I wasn't the most fleetest of footer. Best athlete in the world, but I was definitely watching, and I was coaching the guys up on it, but I was not participating.
All right, and besides, when you want to get to your zen place, I'm guessing for you that might be on the golf course, right?
No question. See me 18 holes of golf, I'm good. I'm not really the yoga master by any means.
Well, let's talk about the football team, and you had that first scrimmage on Saturday. Offense a little slow to get started, but then things began to click, and I thought there were a lot of positives in that work on Saturday.
That's exactly how I would have described it. You know, I think that we started slow. I mean, we did not come out fast. Guys seemed like they were just waking up from a nap, and, you know, we did not come out of the gates as fast as I would have liked to come out, and then it took a couple drives for our guys to get things going, but there was definitely, after watching the scrimmage, it's always better after you watch it than it really feels like when you're in it or afterwards. So there was definitely some positives. Our guys, it's not like they didn't compete. You know, it's just we did not compete at a high, fast level to start, but there was definitely some positive things, and guys made plays. Some guys made some plays and showed up and did some really nice things.
Let's talk about the running backs, and what I saw was a little more depth maybe than we thought for the Bears. You sat Nigel Beckford. You know he's going to play, and so no point in putting him out there at this point in the season. But to see Joe Fitzpatrick, to see Darian Davis-Ray out there, Zaire Williams, the transfer from Temple, looks awfully good. And then a young guy, true freshman out of Rochester, Joshua Mack. Is that a kid who could see some playing time this year?
There's no doubt. I mean, I think that it's a little bit deeper core guys that we had from the spring, for sure. Getting Nigel back, and you know, Fitz was banged up towards the end of the scrimmage, you know, the season there in the spring, and then we didn't obviously have Josh. But Davis-Ray was banged up in the spring, so we've got a little bit more depth in the position. the one thing about those guys is they're a little bit different from one another, so that adds a little bit of versatility. As well, but I think Josh Mack, like you said, is a guy that he's still learning, you know, how the college game is played. He still does some really high school things when he's out there at times, but he's definitely showing some flashes of ability, and we're going to have to be able to use him probably throughout the season.
Now, you've also added a little depth to the receiver core by moving Spencer Carey from defense over to offense. How is that transition going?
It's been great. I mean, Spencer's a kid that, you know, I kind of fought for. The defense didn't want to give him up. You know, he's a kid that's been accountable and has made plays on that side of the ball. And we just felt like we needed some more depth on our side as well. So Spencer's a smart, accountable, tough kid that we knew that would be able to learn the offense in a short period of time and come in and not be bright-eyed. You know, a kid that's played football for us at 20 of the season last year. I think he'll be really good for that room in terms of just a kid that comes up and shows up to work every day and does the right things and made a couple plays today. Actually, had a couple of nice grabs today, and you know, we've been really excited about him since he made the move.
One of the guys we were looking forward to seeing sounds like is going to be out for a little while at least, and that's Electric Ernie. Ernest Edwards got a little injury, and that's tough to see. The good news is if you need to, that's a young man you could redshirt.
No doubt. Ernest obviously came in and with high expectations, and in a short period of practicing, lived up to those expectations. Was making plays, was climbing the depth chart for sure, and unfortunately, have a thumb injury there, but we'll find out a little bit more. I think about that injury next week. They're going to look at it again. The doctors will, and so I think we'll have a little bit of an idea of where he's at next week. With that, but if he's good to go, he's good to go, and he can get back into the rotation. If he's not, we'll play it by ear from there.
We're talking with Maine offensive coordinator Liam Cohen. Chris, everybody talking about the quarterbacks, and right off the top, I will say this. You got four guys out there that seem to be throwing the ball pretty well. That's got to be a nice problem to have for the staff.
It is. It is. I mean, I think all four of those guys, did some things in the scrimmage that shows that they can play at this level and play for us. I think that Jack Walsh's reps got cut short a little bit. So fans weren't able to, guys weren't able to see a true evaluation on him just because of the way the scrimmage ended up going. But, guys all did, Ferguson was 3 for 4 for like 104 yards. He had two explosive plays, and Danny Collins was 8 for 13 and, made some big plays. And in the pass game, I think he threw for about 150 yards. So those guys, we made some plays. Jaleel Reed, I thought, had a great day. In the pass game, and Jared Zuma had a nice catch in the end zone there. So there were some plays that were made. It's just there was just some too many inconsistencies and up and downs throughout the day.
Now you're running a different offense this year, and so in terms of the skills that a quarterback needs to have to run this new Black Bear offense, what are the things that a guy's got to bring to the table?
Yeah, I think first and foremost he has to just be a distributor. I think that the guy has to obviously be able to run the show, be able to handle the huddle mechanics, be able to check and choice of play, the audible system, be able to do those things. All four of the guys can handle that stuff. To me, what would determine who will be the guy will ultimately be determined on third down and in the red zone. Who makes throws on 3rd and 11 when everybody knows you're throwing the ball. And can fit the ball into different windows and, distribute the football to our playmakers and also ultimately who leads their team into the end zone in the red zone, who can score touchdowns. That doesn't mean you have to throw a touchdown every time. But who can lead the team into the end zone, chip away at the defense and make plays up and down the field, especially in the red zone.
And when you talk about that, whether it's red zone or whether it's third down conversions, obviously physical skills are key, but such a big part of this for the quarterback, having played the position and played it very well, a lot of it comes down to decision-making.
No doubt, no doubt. And I think that's really what I mean. It's the decision-making piece of it that's huge. I mean, just understanding situational football, what we need, where are we at in the game, how our team's playing, the momentum of the football game, and all those factors kind of go into those situations. So just being smart with the football, taking care of the ball. We have a very good defense. Let's not put them in a bad situation. Let's just take care of the football. And, our goal is to score every time, but we don't want to, be at risk of just making, knucklehead decisions.
In terms of decision making, then let's move to the big question. Have you made a decision on starting quarterback, or will you wait until after that second scrimmage?
Yeah, it looks like we're going to probably end up waiting until after the second scrimmage. I think that just with the way the reps went on Saturday last week, we just weren't able to. We got a pretty good evaluation on those guys. I think, and I think we know where we're headed. I just think that we'd like to give guys another opportunity to compete in the live situation. And the practices are great. It's awesome, but there's very control. It's a very controlled situation, right, and scenario. And, you don't really have you create situations. You just don't allow them to come. So you don't really get a full evaluation on how the quarterback reacts to those situations because it's so controlled in practice. So I think that we'll wait till the next one, and we'll definitely have a decision probably right after that scrimmage.
So you've got two guys who've seen a fair amount of playing time with Dan Collins and Drew Belcher. You've got a young guy in Jack Walsh who's looked good so far and has 3 years of eligibility left. Mm-hmm. Can you see a scenario where let's say Collins is the starter, where maybe you look at your next two quarterbacks and say, Walsh has got 3 years, Drew Belcher's got two, and Drew brings some other skills to the table. Could
right.
you see maybe putting him at a different position? And I say this because Maine's had good success with guys like John Ebeling, Mike Brusco,
right.
even back to John Tennant.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, that's something that would definitely be addressed. You know, I think that the one thing not only with Drew is his athletic ability, but he's also – his leadership qualities, his characteristics, his demeanor, his just the way about him is you'd like to have him on the field no matter what, and it's part of the offense. So I think that if he is in fact not the guy, we will definitely have that conversation. But he's going to get every opportunity to come, have that job to be his.
Now, and of course, whoever the quarterback is, it won't matter much if they don't get time to do what they need to back there. How's the offensive
right.
line been progressing so far?
I'll tell you what. I mean, I think that I've been very pleased with the offensive line this training camp so far. I mean, it's obviously nice having Reddington and Demby back and having those guys that we didn't have in the spring, back. So we're a little bit deeper than we were. We still have a lot of young guys trying to figure it out up front. That being said, Max Andrews has been great, and Danny Burrows and Isaiah Brooks and Cody Levy stepped up a lot. So I do think we're a little bit deeper than, people think, but, we just got to keep the rotation going and getting guys the quality reps that they need. But I've been very pleased with those guys so far.
Liam Cohen, offensive coordinator for Black Bear football. Long days. This is a fun time of year for the staff, but it's total immersion in football during preseason camp. You guys got to be getting close to the point when you'll be glad to start focusing on UConn instead of looking within.
Yeah, it's a groundhog day. It's like every single day you wake up and you just wake up and do the same exact thing every single day. So, I mean, it can be a little monotonous at times, but the kids are doing a really nice job of, trying to keep the thing rolling and not make it that way. But, sometimes it can, get a little bit frustrating, but tiresome going against the defense every day, and especially when they're not going to they're very different schematically from UConn. So, at times I just want to move on and start gearing towards our next opponent.
Hey, Liam, always great talking with you. Thanks, as always, and we'll see you up there at practice in the next couple days.
Awesome, Mr. I appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you.
That's